Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are here in Washington, D.C., and I have two special guests for you today. We're going to be talking about the impact of technology on government. So first of all, we have Molly Kane, who is founder of GovCity, and then we have Tyler Sweat, who is managing partner at Future Tense. So Molly, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about who and what GovCity is?
We launched GovCity in March of this year at South by Southwest in Austin. I like to say it's the world's first 48-hour conference for disruptors.
So, why GovCity? Where did this idea come up with? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So actually, when I met you, we were at NASA in Houston in November of 2018, and it was a piece of the inspiration, and then coupled with the past 2 years working for Homeland Security and Venture for them, the combination of understanding that our federal employees, especially that middle layer of employees, don't have access to tech conferences very often. They don't have access to folks like you or other industry experts. And so I wanted to put half the room as federal employees, that middle level, and then half the room as industry experts and see what kind of intentional serendipity we could invent.
So Tyler, from your perspective, why is now the time for something like this? And then with your role with Future Tense, how does that overlap with what Molly's doing with GovCity?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the timing is perfect because you're seeing more pronounced interest from the government to engage with, interact with the venture community, the startup community, sort of the emerging tech community. You're seeing matched desire on that small sort of startup side. The challenge you're seeing is in the middle. So you'll have great technology here, you'll have funding and need here, but they can't connect them. So you're starting to see different organizations pop up to try to accelerate that and alleviate some of the bureaucracy. But groups like GovCity and events like that help to really expedite that and get the right tech into the right people's hands at the right time. And from a Future Tense standpoint, we help identify a lot of that emerging tech, identify the government sponsors for it, and help sort of do some of that curation and that matchmaking to make sure that the government knows that this tech exists, that this technology builder knows the government would want to use it. Helping sort of to scale those real disruptive startups and get out of the way.
And I'll piggyback on that and say that while we do need our highest high executives that fund it ultimately and make those decisions, the folks who are influencing that decision are the rising leaders that are underneath them. So GovCity puts those in the room with the technology that Tyler has access to, and that's where the magic happens.
So the name of your company is Future Tense, right? So let's put our future hats on for a second. We're now looking, let's not go too far, but 3 to 5 years from now, what does success look like and how is it different from where we are now?
Yep. So I'll start. Obviously you have a complimentary vision of that, but in my opinion, we're actually leaning into the federal employees a lot more. The resources and the staff that are already there, they have the answers, they know the problems, they understand the challenges, but they're not empowered to do anything about it. So I would love our innovation ecosystem to put our resources, our connections, our network into play for them.
Yeah, I will. I'll add to that and probably get an angry phone call about this. But right, 3 to 5 years, in all honesty, success for me is the outreach that's occurring where you're seeing federal government established offices on the West Coast or in Austin or in these hubs. They're not just theater. They're actually sourcing interesting tech. They're actually engaging. And to do that, they've got to be staffed with the right people. They've got to be conducting the right type of events. And they've got to have a process to not just go talk to somebody and have an event, but to take that technology they find and actually scale that and transition that into the organization. Or else people are going to not believe the government's actually trying to do this because it's theater.
And it's a common conversation that we have with all of our colleagues that we work with. These outposts, we don't want them to become another DC. We want them to become mission-driven stations where the ecosystem has an infinite game in play and not just money-making here, but really all about the big picture.
I think the point that you made around innovation theater is actually maybe slightly controversial, but not in the sense that this is happening in every industry. This certainly does not only apply to government. And in fact, on this show, we've actually talked about it a few times with a few other guests. It's very easy to have the right intention even and say that we're doing this for a good reason, but then in reality, what impact and what comes out of it is actually very minimal because there's not much that comes out. And so it's like going to San Francisco, opening office, and you know, looking around is not innovation. So I totally agree there. Anything else that either of you want to add?
I guess come to Gov City. Our applications for our November cohort are out in a couple of weeks, maybe by the time this is out. And then we're going to be at South by Southwest again, and all of the federal agencies that are interested in having territory at Gov City are going to be there. Future Tense will be there. Our government ecosystem, which is former and current feds, everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, I would foot stomp that. And you're a startup or you're small, you think you got neat tech and you're trying to figure out if there's a fit, call Molly, call me.
Call Tyler.
Yeah.
We're available. Call Scarlett. She knows how to find us.
There it is.
There you go.
Call Scarlett.
Yeah. Awesome.
You can screen them all.
Yeah. Yay! No. Awesome. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
It was great to speak with you. As always, you can click the link below to see the full interview with Molly and Tyler, and until next week.